Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America N.A., member FDIC.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. We're on ESPN2 from 6 to 8 a.m. Eastern and ESPN News from 6 to 10 a.m. Eastern today. Sirius XM Channel 80 and the ESPN app were presented by Progressive Insurance. So, good morning, Key. Good morning, Jay.
Morning.
Good morning.
Both of you.
So, we're getting ready to do this, Justin, yesterday. You know, starts at 2 p.m. on ESPN. And you know, we're getting ready, and they're having that press conference with the doctors in the Cincinnati hospital where DeMar Hamlin is. And so, we're listening. The show starts late because we're obviously going to take the press conference, you know, and air that. And as I'm listening to it, guys, like, remember how I said it's drip, drip, little bits of good news, little bits of good news? And then we got, it's still, listen, they still said he's critically ill. Like, let's just not, you know, he still needs a tube to breathe. However, he regained consciousness, and it's like a if this winds up with a happy ending, guys, like, we're not out of the woods yet, but if this winds up with a happy ending, you know, the tearjerker moment in the Disney movie, right, is when he opens his eyes and the first thing he asks the doctor is, did we win?
Did we win?
Like, it felt so good to hear that, because what the doctor said, guys, was it's not just that the lights are on, somebody's home. It's not just that the lights, like, you know, the guy regains consciousness, but what does he have? There's someone home. He has his mental faculties. What? So far, we could not ask for better news, it seems to me. Here is Timothy Pritz, the doctor overseeing DeMar Hamlin.
We would like to share that there has been substantial improvement in his condition over the past 24 hours. We had significant concern about him after the injury and after the event that happened on the field. But he is making substantial progress. As of this morning, he is beginning to awaken, and it appears that his neurological condition and function is intact. We are very proud to report that, very happy for him and for his family and for the Buffalo Bills organization that he is making improvement. He continues to be critically ill and continues to undergo intensive care in our surgical and trauma ICU. He's being cared for by ICU neurocritical care teams, trauma surgery, and a cardiology team, as well as our expert nurses and respiratory therapists. They are attending to him, and he still has significant progress that he needs to make. But this marks a really good turning point.
Yeah, and by the way, obviously, and maybe for anyone out there who hasn't heard yet, this is we're discussing DeMar Hamlin, the Buffalo Bills defensive back, the safety who tackled T. Higgins on Monday Night Football, and after the tackle, got up, collapsed backward, and was the collision involved a strike to his chest, even though he was the tackler, and it resulted, although the doctors won't say for sure that's what resulted in cardiac arrest, but that happened, and then he went into cardiac arrest and has been in critical condition in a Cincinnati hospital since then, was given CPR on the field for many minutes or multiple minutes. And by the way, the doctors were talking about at length during the press conference yesterday, guys, that saved his life. The response of the people on the football field administering CPR and recognizing quickly they had to absolutely saved his life. Timothy Pritz, the doctor overseeing Hamlin, also spoke about what the doctors said when Hamlin asked them who won. Did they win?
To paraphrase one of our partners, you know, when he asked, did we win? The answer is yes. You know, DeMar, you won. You've won the game of life. And that's probably the most important thing out of this. And we really need to keep him at the center of everything else that's going on. And we really want to ensure a good outcome for him.
Yeah, Jay, you have a strong response to that.
It literally just sent me chills because I remember waking up in the hospital, and the first question I asked is, "Will I be able to play again?" Like, it just like, as an athlete, you automatically go to that place of like your last recall, like the game. It's hard to put into perspective that, you know, because I'm so used to waking up and opening my eyes every morning that I never thought about what happens if I don't one day. So hearing Prince talk about the fact that, yeah, you have one in the game of life just puts I can't imagine like what that feeling was like for him just in that moment, thinking like, wow, like the gravity.
Oh, you can't imagine. I imagine,
well,
Jay.
I can't imagine, but like, yeah, I know what it's like for like me, the gravity of the moment. But for him, like just settling into that moment where it's not about football, that you're recognizing what happened to you and just trying to assess that and process that.
Key, it's, you know, if you've ever been knocked out or lost consciousness, you don't remember that. All you know is, it's not like you black out. What you know is you wake up. That's what you experience. You experience just suddenly waking up. Well, what just happened? What a thing to say, Key. First thing, as soon as he regains consciousness, did we win? You know, and then hearing that response from the doctors.
Yeah, no, just hearing any response, being able to write down on a note and communicate certainly says that your neurological skills are intact to a degree that makes everybody feel good. I mean, I don't know, you know, yesterday hearing the news, it became one of those deals where, okay, I could smile now, or I felt like the building was off of my back for whatever reason, because, you know, you hoping and praying, you looking, you trying to see what news, any updates. And when you get the news yesterday, it just feels, I mean, you let out a big sigh of relief out, so to speak. You know, you got the Tom Brady, less blank and gold type feel to it. But it's good to see. It energized, obviously, his teammates, his coaching staff, his family. Everybody just feels good about the situation. And clearly, there's a long way to go. We all recognize that in these situations, because the body and the trauma that one's body goes through, the recovery process is going to be long, I'm sure. And all we can continue to do is pray and you know, do the things that we're doing and hope that he comes out of this thing on top.
Kia, I wanted to take a second to talk to you about this, because, you know, you played the sport for a long time and you understand it's very different than basketball. So, you know, yesterday I found myself, you know, hearing this news and doing a deeper dive, because I kind of went through my own experience. And one of the things that kind of led to, Max, you made the point the first day when we talked about this, that anger had to be directed at something, right? So this wasn't really anger, it's more curiosity about how this works for me on a bigger picture. So, you know, Key, when I start digging into stuff and I'm like, all right, well, DeMar Hamlin has played for 2 years, which means he hasn't been able to actually qualify for his pension yet, right? You had 3 to 4 years to qualify for your pension. I know for a fact that the disability policies in the last CBA, because I've talked to experts in this yesterday, NFL has paid, you know, it went from $22,000 per month to $4,000 per month. You hear about the NFL can deny benefits even if your Social Security deems you to be permanently disabled. You hear things about only 15% of people get approved by Social Security, by the league, like all these things. And I'm not even talking about how they've gone through like CTE and the settlements that they've only, you know, 6.5% of people have only gotten their settlements settled, right? How the NFL handles these bigger issues. And I get how at this moment he is the center of the universe, but I've seen other players that have had types of issues that in time
comes yesterday's news.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, and that's my question, Key. Like, how will the NFL handle this situation?
Let's table that for a second, okay, because I want to listen to a little more sound here to catch people up on what happened yesterday. But that is an important
question.
That's the
realness of the matter.
Yeah,
right. Take care of it.
Right. You've seen this happen over decades. We're talking about the latest on DeMar Hamlin, Buffalo Bills defensive back, who was in critical condition after a collision on the field Monday Night Football, has shown substantial improvement. That's a quote, doctors and in the Cincinnati hospital he is present, you know, there right now. And the Bills team spoke on DeMar's health. This is Josh Allen, of course, Bills quarterback, reacting to the latest news.
Again, we heard that news this morning, and there's nothing that could have been told to us to bring our day down. You know, we're extremely happy for him and his family. We just want to love up on him, you know. So the next chance we get, I don't know when it's going to be. If we get to see him anytime soon, man, it's going to be awesome.
I mean, obviously, people, as Key said, you know, the team was energized by hearing the news and rallying around it.
Energized. That's a whole nother thing. I mean, like I said, I haven't played football in so long, man, and haven't been, you know, in the mix like that. But I felt it. I could see Coach Sean McDermott. I could feel Josh Allen's relief. I mean, the fact that they were at practice in somewhat full swing tells you right then and there that they feel a whole lot better about the situation. When we started the show yesterday, we were not 100% sure what was going to happen come Sunday, both with DeMar Hamlin's health as well as what the league would do with the game. But we know now that the Buffalo Bills are smiling. They feel it's just a different feel when you get good news.
No question. And by the way, before we get on to like the NFL and the decision they've made on the Bills-Bengals game and what that means for the potential playoff games and everything, I want you to listen to Sean McDermott. This is the Bills head coach, of course, at the press conference, talking about Danny Kellington, who administered CPR on the field. Listen to this.
For an assistant to find himself at that position and needing to take the action that he did and step up and take charge like he did, and there were others on the field as well, is nothing short of amazing. And the courage that took, that is, you talk about a real leader, a real hero, saving DeMar's life, and just admire his strength.
Obviously, the life of a man is much more important than a game. Nevertheless, eventually people's minds move to the effect this will have on the team, and this seems to be because, as Key mentioned earlier in the week, if the news starts to be good and continues in that direction, it can have a galvanizing effect on the team. That seems to be taking place, and knock wood, you know, this good news continues. Coming up, though, we will get to the decision that the NFL made on the Bills and Bengals game and what it means for potential playoff games in the NFL. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, the podcast.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Hey! We're presented by Progressive Insurance.
You know, that's what
Week
17
game
now,
between
Max.
The Bengals and Bills has been canceled and will not continue, the league announced Thursday night. This has been a very difficult week, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said in a statement Thursday. We continue to focus on the recovery of DeMar Hamlin and are encouraged by the improvements in his condition, as well as the tremendous outpouring of support and care for DeMar and his family from across the country. In announcing the decision to cancel the game, guys, the NFL cited three key factors. One, the outcome would have no bearing on which teams qualified for the postseason. Two, playing the game would have altered the playoff schedule for the remaining teams. And three, not playing the game would allow all clubs to know the postseason possibilities before the start of Week 18. Lots of moving parts here, lots of factors for the NFL to consider. Buffalo is 12-3. They entered Week 17 tied with the Kansas City Chiefs, who are now 13-3 for the best record in the AFC, but held the head-to-head tiebreaker. Buffalo did. Cincinnati, who's 11-4, trailed both teams by one game, but would have held a three-way tiebreaker with a win over the Bills. The Bengals, now the NFC North champion. Because of the canceled game, the league's owners will vote Friday with 24 of 32 needed, three-fourths majority, to approve on scenarios approved by the competition committee Thursday that involve a neutral site for the AFC championship game. And those are dependent on Week 18 outcomes. So, this, as I said, a lot of moving parts here. And by the way, you can get in the zone. Get in the Zone is brought to you by AutoZone. Get in the Zone, AutoZone. Dan Graza. So anyway, so here's the question. What are the scenarios where a neutral site for an AFC championship game could happen? Pay attention to Dan Graziano, because after you hear this, there's going to be a pop quiz. Go ahead, Dan.
If you have an AFC championship game in which the two teams played a different number of games and one of them would have had a shot to be the higher seed but didn't get that shot, right? Mm-hmm. Then it'll be at a neutral site. And there are only really three possibilities, and none of them might come to pass. So if the Bills and Chiefs both win this weekend, right, that would mean a Buffalo-Kansas City AFC championship game will be at a neutral site. If they both lose and the Ravens win, then a Bills-Chiefs championship game will be at a neutral site. And if they both lose and Cincinnati wins, then any AFC championship game involving the Chiefs versus either Buffalo or Cincinnati would be at a neutral site. That's it. That's the basics. That's as simple as I can make it right now.
It's a lot going on there, Key. I mean, this is the way it is, right? Listen to this, though.
I'm trying to keep up with it. But,
yeah, right? I know. There's too many. Imagine being the league in this situation. That's why I mentioned how when you know something happens and you feel powerless, you have no control over it, you get angry because anger re-empowers you, and that anger is usually directed somewhere to someone. It's got to hit a target. And so the NFL, sometimes rightly, but sometimes wrongly, has a lot of anger directed at it. But they have a lot of things to consider.
Somebody's going to be disappointed.
Some fan base
is going to be disappointed, and that's the reality of it. The NFL knew when they met on Thursday and they signed off on it, essentially, they knew that this would come out this way and people would question, what are they doing in terms of the neutral site? Does it make sense? We didn't get a chance to play our game. The Bills bingo game is a lot of hair on that because of the DeMar Hamlin situation, which it should be. If they felt, like I said yesterday or the day before, when you look at it, as long as they figured the situation out, that's really all that matters, and they didn't play the Bills Bengals game again, because really that just, you know, it doesn't have a good feel to that contest. If they see each other later on in the playoffs or something like that, that's a different situation, because now you're so far removed from the actual situation that occurred on that Monday night.
I don't like the whole neutral site games. I still am.
See, I told you somebody wouldn't.
Yeah,
like
that's
it, right?
Well, that's me. Yeah,
didn't
for
take
sure.
long.
I don't understand why they wouldn't just push everything back. Like, why is the Pro Bowl so important? So why wouldn't you play, considering the news, why wouldn't you play Week 18 this weekend, next weekend, instead of the wild card, that being the wild card weekend, have the game between the Bills and the Bengals be a standalone game, give other teams off to prepare, and then you start the playoffs and you go directly.
Jay,
to
I agree. Jay, I agree with you, but it's a little late in the game for that.
No, but not only that, it's the Bills and the Bengals game. It has a different. It's the Bills and the Bengals. It's what occurred on a Monday night in front of millions of people. The DeMar Hamlin situation. You're revisiting.
Yeah, but you're on Key. You're playing football this weekend.
People for whatever reason. And not for whatever reason, because of that event, want to leave that game alone. It's kind of honoring the seriousness of what happened.
That particular game, You leave that matchup alone.
Just leave it alone.
You just leave it alone. If but they see each other again in the playoffs, that's a different conversation. Hey,
before, I understand, but then all of a sudden, like, you know, a team like Kansas City, it takes away
it does.
Their home
there's
field advantage
be, there's going to
for
be
the whole regular season.
Any, including your scenario, although I like your scenario, but anyone is going to have certain disadvantages. There is no perfect solution.
Everybody's going to be happy.
I agree.
So yours may have been a more perfect solution had they decided to take this course of action 3 days ago, right? It's Friday now, and no one's postponing it, right? You know, so, okay, Dan Graziano, ESPN NFL Insider on Freddie and Fitzsimmons, explained also the following, guys. Check this out.
So the deal with the coin toss is this. As a result of the Bills-Bengals game not being played, the Bengals are champions of the AFC North for 2022. Because even if Baltimore beats them this week, Baltimore would be 11-6, the Bengals would be 11-5. 11-5 is a better record than 11-6, hence Bengals are champions of the AFC North. However, Baltimore would have a gripe, and that gripe would be, we played them twice, we won both games. So the answer to that gripe is, if these two teams meet in the wild card round, even though Cincinnati will be division champ and Baltimore will be the wild card team, they would determine the site of that game with a coin toss. It'll either be in Baltimore or Cincinnati based on who wins the coin toss.
See, and the coin toss is a recognition, Jay, that there is no perfect solution. In other words, like Dan broke that down very clearly. Wait, we beat them head-to-head twice. How do you figure that they get home field, right? On the other hand, they do have a better record, but that may be because they weren't allowed to finish the Bills game, right? If they would have lost that game, they could have also won that game. Anyway, since it's not perfect, we're going to leave it up to chance. You both have the same chance to get the result you want. Here's a coin toss. It's an acknowledgement of that.
I like the coin toss.
Me too.
But I would, based on the head-to-head matchup, I would give it to the Ravens. Is what I would do. I understand the Bills-Bengals game was suspended, and I get that. They didn't get a chance to finish it. But when I played you twice, okay, I sent you home. So that's why I would give it to the Ravens.
I'm with you on that too, Key.
I understand.
But that's presuming the Ravens beat the Ravens the Bengals,
win.
Right?
The Ravens win.
Yeah, but then on the other hand, the Bengals, here's another thing for the Bengals. They were winning the game when the game was stopped. They were ahead in that contest, and they could say, wait a minute, as forces out of our control,
I mean,
stop the game we were winning, and had we won that game, we'd have a better record, and this is a moot point.
I would be more real with you as an athlete. If the Ravens win with Huntley at the quarterback position, then they deserve it. Lamar's not playing,
there's no perfect solution.
Huntley got a little Lamar in him.
Enough, though, Key. Not enough.
He got to score more than 17 points to beat the Bengals, man.
He got a little bit of Lamar in him.
I think Huntley looks good, but he doesn't get the same results as Lamar. Is the health of one quarterback, the sole reason that his team just might miss the playoffs?
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast.
Four Downs is brought to you by Geico. Switch to Geico today and see all the ways you can save.
First down.
Titans at Jaguars.
All right, Titans at Jaguars. Here is the question, guys. Has Trevor Lawrence arrived?
You know, I think he has done a tremendous job in terms of continuing to grow under Doug Peterson and company and Christian Kirk and Zay Jones. Look, I'm not going to put the cart before the horse on this one. You know how I am. I need to see a little bit more.
I'll say it. I mean, the last several games, you just tell he's hitting his stride. I think there's a chance, too, with Evan Engram in this game to have a big impact at the tight end position, and that is one of Trevor Lawrence's top actual targets. I think Trevor Lawrence has been one of the top three quarterbacks last, like, six games or so in the NFL.
Yeah, I'm going to say
– level play.
I'm going to say he arrived. Guys, it's like there's some dudes – and Justin Herbert, from the moment you saw him as a pro, was like, oh, that's the dude, right? Deshaun Watson, you saw it in college, you saw it in the pros, and it was the same program, similar results. The dude is big. He's got an arm. He's got that little extra something like, you know, Key, you were asking about Daniel Jones yesterday, and it's like, I think he's good. And, you know, I'm stumping for Daniel Jones. It's my dude. I'm a Giants fan. But, like, there are some dudes in the league, branding aside, Key, where you just – it's a little different, man. Trevor Lawrence, to me, looks a little different.
Arrived.
Is it the hair?
Yeah, the hair, the 6'6 family, man.
Family.
All right.
Arrived.
Church Yates.
Okay. Second down.
I hear what you said about arrived, though.
Jets at Dolphins.
Here's the question about this game,
guys.
Take it
away, Key.
Here's the question about this game. Will Tua's health be the only reason that the Dolphins might miss the playoffs, Key?
Absolutely. I mean, Tua has played good football at times this year for them. Although prior to his third concussion injury, things started to kind of go south for them against the 49ers, the Chargers, the New England Patriots, obviously, but or Green Bay Packers. But here's what I would say. When you look at this football team, they were in playoff clinching mode a month or so ago. It did not happen, and they may not get to the playoffs after Sunday.
Well, this is why Jay told you, careful, Key. Let's see how they travel. All year, Jay was telling you, wait to see how they play in December.
Well, the Dolphins are actually 0-4 in games that Tua did not finish. So, I mean, obviously there's a correlation there between Tua being on the field and the accuracy and what it would have been potentially, even if they had a 2-3-game slump. So, that's the realness of the matter, that if Tua had finished the season healthy, we might have been talking about a different scenario.
Yeah, I can't argue with what Jay, with what you said. I think to make the playoffs, yes. If Tua plays all the games, he's never concussed, he's okay. Yes, they make the playoffs. What they do once the playoffs start, that time of year is the key point. That's another question.
Yes.
Yates.
Third down.
I should turn the mic on. Giants at Eagles.
Here's the question in this game, fellers. Will the Eagles clinch the number one seed, Key?
I believe they will. I don't know if the Giants players, because their seeding will not change win or lose for the Giants, I don't know that you're going to have all of your front line, Saquon Barkley's playing the entire game, Daniel Jones the entire game. So, therefore, they should, the Eagles, this is, have the better team out on the field.
Man, spread's 14.
Whoa.
Damn.
Come on, man. You're dissing my Giants, guys.
I'm taking the under in that one. I'm going to ride with that one hard. Like I'm not saying it's going to equate to the Giants winning the Super Bowl, but there is
you're taking the Giants to cover.
Yeah, to cover. But I'm bringing up a bigger point. You brought up a couple days ago the fact that when the Giants beat the Pats, they played their last regular season game, and I've stated that I think the way you play going into the playoffs can really gain momentum.
I quoted you on this just in, 2 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, Handsome Post.
This is an opportunity, I think, for the Giants to really find a little bit more rhythm, and who better to do it against than a divisional rival in a game of this magnitude?
Yes! Look, I don't know what coach is going to do. Dable does not have a track record as a head coach, but I will tell you this. Just like in 07 when the Giants beat the undefeated Patriots, they had nothing to play for. They were a wild card. Their playoff seeding wasn't going to change, and there was speculation. Would they rest guys? Coughlin played everyone. They played hard, and they lost close, but rode that toughness into the playoffs and won. Why would Dable choose to, let's just relax and take your pedal, your foot off the pedal now? I think the Giants are going to play hard, and win or lose, I think this is a close game. If Jalen Hurts plays, the Eagles probably win. And if he doesn't, I think they probably lose. How you like them apples? You like apples? Yates?
Fourth down.
Cowboys at Commanders.
All right. Here's the question for this game, Key. Ready? Will this be Ron Rivera's last game as head coach of the Commanders?
You know, I don't think so. I don't think it will be his last game. You got to remember a couple things in this situation, in and out of the lineup with the quarterbacks, trying to figure things out. But this team also is up for conversation of a sale. A new owner would like to pick his head coach. Doesn't want to buy a team and get into all this, in the, you know, with Washington trying to figure out who the head coach is. If, in fact, they can sell this team this year, a new guy would want to come in and pick his head coach.
I'll tell you frankly, I'm really worried about Ron Rivera. I mean, the oversight that he stated last weekend was pretty shocking when he was stating that he was unaware that they could actually be eliminated last weekend. Like, just hearing a coach openly say that.
I thought he was being sarcastic when I saw that. I thought he deadpanned, like, oh, we can be eliminated. And then people took it out of context, but maybe
okay,
I'm wrong. No one is saying that. I'm the only one, so maybe I'm wrong.
No, I'm saying it too. It was tongue-in-cheek.
Tongue-in-cheek? Okay, so two people are saying it at least.
All right. Well, just look.
I said no one, I meant everyone.
Preparation strategy, the way they play this weekend, I think says a lot.
I think Ron Rivera is a good coach. I think he's one of these. I wouldn't say he's Tomlin or Harbaugh. But he's like Tomlin Harbaugh light in the sense that I know Ron Rivera teams are going to compete. They're going to compete every week. They're going to compete every year. Maybe that's not enough, and Key is right. Once there's a sale, what are the odds that you're going to keep the coach? But, like, the sale would have to go through, and all those things would have to happen. I'm going to say it's his last game as coach.
By the way, where does tongue-in-cheek come from?
I don't know. That's just something people.
No, I know people say
I'm following. I grew up and I'm 50 and I'm doing what everybody else does. I have no idea.
I just want to know where it came from.
I have no idea, Jay. I don't know.
What is that? Why?
I have no idea.
Bonus down.
I could be saying something derogatory. I have no idea.
Lions.
Whoa.
It's not your job.
I'm waiting.
Lions at Packers.
There you go. Pat has let this job go to his head. He really wants the dramatic pause.
He's owning it.
He's owning it. He's like, wait, you guys are going to wait about 10 seconds. Then I'm going to say it. Drum roll.
Let's make sure his mic was on.
All right, here's the question for Lions at Packers, guys. Is this a failure of a season if Aaron Rodgers doesn't win it? Has he failed, Key?
Win the whole thing?
Get it to the playoffs.
Yeah, I think it would be a complete failure of the season because even with Devontae Adams out, you know, gone to the Raiders, we didn't think that they would miss the playoffs. We didn't think that. Nobody can tell you we thought that they would miss the playoffs before the season started, even though Devontae Adams was gone.
Look, for certain players in all sports in the history books, it's win or bust. Let's be honest about it. I mean, obviously, as an athlete, I wouldn't reflect and say, well, this season was a bust. I would never say that because, obviously, young, skilled position players learning how to win. But this team has gotten better. And for Aaron Rodgers, it's about winning chips. Let's be honest about it.
It would be a failure. And, by the way, as amazing as Aaron Rodgers has been, he really set a new standard for quarterback play. And, like, the league changed as a result. You have to stop throwing interceptions, but you also have to throw all these touchdowns. He's not Patrick Mahomes. Like, don't confuse him with Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is 2.0, and Aaron Rodgers is not immune to what affects everyone, apparently, except for Patrick Mahomes. If you take away his best wideout, and I know Key, he still has Kelce, and that's the primary chain mover, so it's the primary receiver. I get it. But everyone else, when you take away their top wideout, their performance goes down, and when you give them a top wideout, the performance goes up. So far, Mahomes is the only guy that doesn't apply to. He's the only guy who every single year is going to win his division, is going to make a playoff run. Rodgers, it was set a new standard. Mahomes has improved upon it. And what I'm seeing is that Rodgers is not quite Mahomes. That's what I see.
That's what you see?
That's what I see. Mahomes a little better.
Back to back. Well,
did you see that this game is at 8 o'clock at night Eastern time? which means that
– prime time.
Which means that Detroit has an opportunity to make the playoffs as well. They're going to be scoreboard watching and seeing what happens in the games before them. And the two teams that they need to lose are not going to lose. And therefore, Green Bay will just play a team that's going into it.
But with a lot of pride, though. Detroit's played with pride this year.
I don't think Detroit's going to be one of those teams. I don't think Detroit's going to be a team that's going to scoreboard watch, though. Key, I'm just trying to tell you, the way Dan Campbell has had these guys locked in this year.
Kneecaps. Okay. Chewing kneecaps.
I think it's different, man.
Matt,
all right, look,
I mean, Max, just answer, that's why I do think it is correct what you said. I mean, you're talking about the back-to-back MVP. What did you say his QBR was the other day?
39.
Oh, and where does that rank in the league?
26.
So if they don't get to the playoffs, come on, man.
Yeah, it's on him. It's on him. I mean, the young receivers had to grow up faster than they did, but all right, why the Packers have one pundit, though, ready to eat crow. That's coming up.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Is this a failure of a season if Aaron Rodgers doesn't win it? Has he failed, Key?
Yeah, I think it would be a complete failure of the season, because even with Devontae Adams out, you know, gone to the Raiders, we didn't think that they would miss the playoffs.
I'll tell you what, the Packers heading into this weekend, guys. I mean, who would have thought that they were going to have to beat Detroit on the last game of the season, in order to make the playoffs? It's like one of these things where, and you could see it with, in various sports, franchises that are trying to plan for the future while staying very strong in the present, very difficult to do, right? So Devontae Adams, we can let him go, and we're going to draft these young kids in the second round, and they'll be up to speed by the time we need them to be and everything. And, you know, that's basically seemed to me to be the thought process. And Key, we're going to find out whether they were right or wrong, right? It comes down to the, like, if they were right, if the Packers' calculation was right, it was by the skin of their teeth, right? Because they're going to have to do it on the last day.
Yeah, but this is probably better for them anyway. And I've said this since the start. They had home field advantage 2 years in a row and they went home.
Yeah.
Now they get a chance to be on the road. This could change.
Toughen them up, right? Mentally.
It may mentally toughen them up, because when a team is hot rolling into the playoffs, that's not the team you really want to see. It's not like they're the Tampa Bay Buccaneers clunking toward the – no. They're on 4-0 here on a hot streak. Mm-hmm. I mean, they're on a hot streak. So they want to keep riding that momentum and that wave. You got to watch out. If they take care of Detroit Sunday night, you got to watch out.
Key, I'm with you, man. It's scary because Aaron Rodgers, even in this four-game win streak that they have, right, he hasn't thrown for 250 yards in any of these four games. He's thrown under 200 twice, and he doesn't have a multi-touchdown game either, right? So their bread and butter has been their defense and the run game, and that defense held Minnesota to one of their season lows scoring. So whatever you want to say about Minnesota, like, they found a way to win games, but Green Bay smacked them. So if this team actually reaches an upside as it relates to Aaron Rodgers playing better than what he's played the last four games, combined with that defense, with that run game, that's what makes it scary.
They played like I drew it up. That's what it is.
Yeah. Not you as many dropbacks, run the ball, play some defense, don't turn the ball over.
Little special teams and, you know, do that. And
hidden yardage, as you said.
Yes.
We're presented by Progressive Insurance. Could you imagine, though, guys? You're Detroit. You had the kind of season offensively that you've had. You're the Bears. You got Justin Fields till he got, you know, hurt, but like exciting and actually keeping you in games. And Minnesota looked really strong at one point. I never thought they were unbeatable, but they were winning a lot of games. And the Packers, Aaron Rodgers, bottom six QBR, no Devontae Adams. The young guys are dropping balls, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And they might make the playoffs anyway. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, when you say he has owned the NFC North, oh, my God.
If they make the playoffs to the seventh seed, who do they have? Who will they draw?
That depends on
– Seven plays two, right?
Yeah, yes, but that depends on what happens with San Francisco and Philadelphia and Dallas.
So it would be one of those three.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It would be, one of the three. Huh.
Could be the Vikings.
Or it could be the Vikings. That's right. If the Cowboys stay where they are, the Eagles.
Could you imagine?
That's what I'm saying. That's why I
just smack the Vikings and then they see them in the first round.
And then beat them again.
If you go and you draw Green Bay, you know the first game of the year, you barely got out of there with a W on young receivers dropping balls. And then they just waxed you a couple weeks ago.
It's bad news. It's bad news. Rick and Dayton, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Hey, J. Will, welcome to the best day of the week, buddy.
That's right, baby.
It's got to be a disappointment. I mean, like you said, they've owned that division for as long as I can remember, and Detroit actually has a shot of beating them.
The problem, though, with that Detroit, I get it, bite kneecaps off and do all of that. Dan Campbell played with me, good friend. Aaron Glenn, defensive coordinator, good friend, played with me, the whole deal. It's at night. The scoreboard watching is real. And if those teams all of a sudden deflate Detroit by winning those games, they're going to look up and be like, we're going to go out here and try to play. But at the end,
It's not the same. When you're talking about that little extra adrenaline it takes to win.
If I got something to play for.
Yeah, it's a little different.
It's a little bit different.
Yep. Margin of victory.
Just a little bit.
I do just want to go back to Rick because, he is right. Friday is the best day of the week, Max.
Saturday is clearly the best day of the week.
Forever, Friday is by far the best day of the week.
How could you compare it?
Because
a day
you're already
to get
into the weekend. Look at you. Look, you're relaxed. You're thinking about what you're going to do.
No, I had to get
Saturday
up early on not enough sleep.
Come to work.
Tomorrow, it's not Sunday. You don't have work the next day. You didn't have to get up early.
Saturday is
the best day of the week. It's not even close.
Friday is the best day of the week.
Everyone's insane.
I've been trying to argue with
Max. I've already started thinking about Friday on Wednesday.
Thank you.
I ain't thinking about no dang on Saturday on Wednesday. I'm thinking about Friday.
Saturday was always the best day.
This is like Thursdays. You all trying to figure out how to get to Friday.
Yeah. See, Max. Thursday is the Friday. Really. I'm done tomorrow.
Thursday's really Friday?
Yeah, because Friday.
So what would Friday be?
Stop it.
What would Friday be?
There you go.
Because you want to prove how good Friday is, you compare it to Saturday.
You're sitting around all day on Saturday doing nothing to wait to get to Saturday evening.
At least
on Friday, you've gone to work, you've done something.
Thank you.
The day is shorter to get to what you need to get to.
This is like arguing with people who think Scottie Pippen was better than Michael Jordan.
No, actually, Scottie Pippen, you guys are taking Pippen over Jordan. Either one of us has said anything about Scottie Pippen.
That's what Friday is, Scottie Pippen.
Look,
great, but not
Pippen
as good as Saturday.
Or Michael Jordan Jr. or Michael Jordan.
Or Scottie Pippen's.
Friday's amazing. It's Scottie Pippen.
Or Larsa.
Great player.
Nobody's talking
it ain't
about
Michael
that.
Jordan.
Nobody's
Saturday is the Michael Jordan of days.
Rick knows what he's talking about.
Who's the most dangerous wild card team in the NFC? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.